Good afternoon. We'll have some sunshine mixed with clouds for the balance of the day. Still a little bit of energy and some moisture left over behind the storm that brought all of the rain yesterday. So we do run the risk at a passing shower, maybe even a thunderstorm by late in the afternoon and into the early evening hours. Then the drying trend will commence as we see high pressure building in from the Great Lakes. Temperatures will be in the lower to mid 70s this afternoon, and with a clear sky overnight tonight, readings will drop back into the 40s to around 50 for overnight lows. This will set us up for a fantastic start to the weekend with high pressure overhead. We'll enjoy plenty of sunshine for Saturday. It'll be breezy but mild with low humidity, highs back into the mid 70s. A weak disturbance with some moisture will head our way on Sunday for Father's Day, so we'll have a few more clouds and even the chance for a few showers as temperatures top out around 75 again. We'll dry it out and warm it up for the day on Monday, with a mix of sun and clouds will be around 80. The next disturbance will head our way on Tuesday in the form of a cool front. This front will pass through with a few showers and thunderstorms as temperatures reach into the upper 70s. Behind that front, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather for Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern North Carolina southward into the central Gulf Coast states, and also a slight risk of severe storms across northern and central parts of the High Plains. A mid-level trough will carry a frontal boundary through the southeast, down through the Florida Peninsula, and along the central Gulf Coast over the next couple of days, acting as a focus for thunderstorms through the period. This will particularly be so during the afternoon and evening hours, driven by daytime heating. Some of the storms could be severe, though, with strong winds and hail. And a deep cyclone will move from southwestern into south-central Canada today, driving a weak cold front through the northern plains and Great Lakes. This boundary should act as a focus for thunderstorm activity as it moves through the region, some of which could be severe as well. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Truckee and Bodie State Park, both in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers, highs in the lower 70s, Boston rain near 70, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs right around 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today is 78 degrees, the average low 56, the record high 96 set in 1892, and the record low 39 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any clouds will give way to increasing sunshine early this afternoon, then a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible later today with highs in the lower to mid-70s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, breaks of sunshine through the afternoon, but also the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm later today with highs in the lower 70s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild with low humidity in the mid-70s. Mid-70s on Sunday as well for Father's Day, although we'll have a few more clouds and the chance of a shower. On Monday, a mix of sun and clouds near 80. The risk of a few showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the upper 70s. And dry on Wednesday and Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds both days, highs in the middle to upper 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.